Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey folks, Dan Froh here with your market update for March 25th, 2025. So in today's topic, we're going to talk home prices. And I hate doing that, but unfortunately the Case-Shiller Index came out and that's telling us what's going on with home prices. They continue to rally going up. And then we're going to take a look into a kind of a deep dive into this to see what regions are doing really well, what regions aren't doing so well, and what regions really need some growth in building so that's the only cure to their systems. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Next thing is what the bond market's doing. Bonds are looking pretty good today. If you're focusing in on this, if the bond markets, the MBSs are up 7, means mortgage rates are coming down a little bit. And then you go over to the stock market and it is red across the board. It was a big day yesterday, so there might be some profit taking here. But the VIX is going up just a little bit. Nothing to scare us about. So let's dive into today's topics. So my name is Dan Frio. I actually do this report actually twice a day to help you guys understand real estate. We talk about values. We talk about programs. We talk about financing. And the main reason is I'm actually a loan officer and I'm licensed in all 50 states where our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how is that possible? I'm going to give you all my information at the end of this video. So stay tuned till then to figure out how I do it. So let's get over to it. Mortgage rates popped a little bit yesterday. The bond market could look like a complete bloodbath yesterday, but today is looking a little bit better based on the economic news we have out. So let's get over to our economic calendar for today. Two things in here. The consumer confidence, well, it went from 100 to 92. I'm a proponent of that one. And then new home sales, actually, they were a little bit, well, they were higher than last time, but not all the way up to expectations. So let's go back in and let's look at the headlines that we have for today. So if we go to the stock market, let's see if there's anything down through here. Trump defends national securitization. Recession is coming before the end of 2025. And we've heard that back in 2021, and that never came to fruition. So we're going to kind of skip through these right now. Let's get to home prices. Okay, the Case-Shiller Index came out, and this is a study of what's going on with home prices, the appreciation. Okay, so if you look at this chart, you might say, oh, whoa, there's a whole bunch of different variations here. Well, let's look at the gray line. This is actually the Case-Shiller Index, and it tells us how prices, home prices, what they've done since back basically 2017. So if we look at this, home prices, they were basically stagnant at that time. They were down a little bit, but then look right through here. 2020 is when all the action took place. Prices went up, you know, 20% almost across the board. And then we came back down, and I've been calling the last couple of years basically to be zero, but we're usually about 3-5% in the positives right through there. But the concerning thing is right through here, the housing supplies. Now, this is something I really never even knew about. So I figured I'd blow this up for you guys today. So let's look at this. Look at the gap. This is how much construction needs to be done to basically fill the gap in the vacancies. So let's get over to here. At a 2024 rate of construction relative to household information, a pent-up demand, it would take 7.5 years to close the gap. However, regionally, in 2024, trends continued. The South would be able to close the housing gap in 3 years. The West, 6.5 years. The Midwest, where I live, 41 years. And the Northeast, basically, they'll never catch up. So it's basically saying the construction, the supply of homes is our main concern. If house prices aren't going to drop until we have a lot of houses come to the market, and there's just nothing there to tell us that. Interest rates aren't coming down in the range where you'll take the existing market or housing market and put that back in the markets. And home prices, insurance costs, taxes, interest rates, making it really tough for people to qualify for loans. So that's where I come into play. I'll give you some ideas. And how do you reach out to me in a minute? I can give you hundreds of different options when it comes to buying your first house. Okay, so let's get over to see what the markets are doing right through here. The only news we have coming out the rest of this week is coming in Thursday and Friday. We got GDP, we have the PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve is watching, and initial jobless claims. This basically fills the entire gap of what the Federal Reserve's monitoring that comes out on Thursday and Friday. So basically between today and tomorrow, it should be kind of a stagnant days. But let's get over to one last piece of the puzzle where I want to show you guys. When should you start looking to buy a house, or when should you put your house on the market? Well, the best time to sell, according to realtors.com is April 13th to April 19th. So just a couple weeks away. We are ready for you guys when that time comes. So let's get over to just break down the day in comparison to what we're looking at today. So mortgage rates, I'm going to say they're going to be just stagnant today. And I've been calling about 6.75 is the norm rate that we're going to have until something kind of cracks. We're going to get, 6.65 and then 6.78 and then 6.8. You're going to range in that range. But if you're out there and you're at 7.5, 7.75 in rates, you might want to look at refinancing at some point. Okay, so that's what we're seeing in rates. We go back over to the bond market. Bond market right now is up 6 ticks. But the construction, we need a lot of construction to actually fill the gap. How much are tariffs going to add to that? So house prices, they continue to rally. Are they going to continue to rally even after tariffs hit the pipe? So let's get over to this interview right through here. How much are tariffs going to add to home, at least construction prices in the U.S. if and when all these hit? So let's get over to CNBC, have them take it away.
Tariff fears putting pressure on real estate developers as construction costs are moving higher. Robert Frank joins us right now with more on this story. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Becky. Good to see you. Well, building contractors already raising prices as much as 20%. On fears of tariffs, and that could make housing even less affordable. The CEO.
Okay, so there was an interview we saw yesterday, and I don't know if I played it for you guys. A lot of companies, and this was the fear, because I have a buddy that's in the manufacturing business, and he said, "Well, when the steel tariffs hit, what's going to happen is, and I'm not trying to stir up the pot, you're going to have U.S. steel manufacturers jacking their prices up because they can." Okay, so that's kind of that wasn't the intention, but okay. But they were also talking about construction here in the U.S. and so forth. So this plays a role right into this play. How much of the tariff costs are going to move into construction? What are the true costs going to move into construction? And how much are contractors actually pumping, into their profit margins? This might give us a little bit of insight into that.
CEO of Related Group telling me that general contractors and subcontractors are hiking prices in anticipation of further tariffs.
We're seeing subs throw in additional cushion into their numbers, anticipating tariffs.
Is it like 5%, 10%,
20%? No, it could be as much as like 20%, depending on what material they're getting
already
from what country.
Raising prices.
Yes.
The National Association.
So it hasn't even hit yet. And people are saying, we're going to raise our prices 20% just basically across the board. So is that going to help? Is that going to hurt? Well, that's going to hurt on the inflation front, but how long will it be lived? So that's what we're going to focus in on, because President Trump, he keeps coming in daily saying, okay, I'm going to waive that one, this one, that one. So is it a ploy just to get, again, people to the bargaining table? We'll check and see. So here's what they're saying, how much it's going to add to new construction costs, at least $10,000 per home based on the new tariffs. Let's continue with the interview.
Of home builders estimates that tariffs on lumber, steel, aluminum, and other building materials could raise the cost of a new home by as much as $10,000. The trade wars with Mexico and Canada also hurting potential sales. Related's chairman, George Perez, told me that some buyers from Mexico and Canada are canceling contracts to buy condos in Florida.
We had a project in which we lost, I think it was 7 or 8 Canadian and Mexican buyers that are ready to sign the contract. And when all these things came from the tariffs and they felt that they didn't want to buy, it's that uncertainty.
You can watch.
So I don't know if you guys watched my live event last week. We had Rick of Rick Helps. He's an Arizona realtor. And he says he's talking to a lot of potential people that were looking to buy, and they were Canadian, and they're like, we're not buying now because of the they're just ticked off. And so they're like, we're going to go somewhere else and vacation or do our summer homes, or we're going to buy a house in a warmer weather in some other country. But I think the Mexicans or Mexico and Canadian people are a little ticked off about all these tariffs. Will it subside? Only time's going to tell. But that was an interesting comment that they made there. But let's continue back with the interview.
It's a full interview with a Related Group on CNBC's Inside Wealth. Go to cnbc.com/insidewealth. That's cnbc.com/insidewealth. We forget that Canadians are the largest foreign buyers of U.S. real estate. They purchased $6 billion worth of homes last year. So this will be a question of which they dislike more. Most of them buy in Florida. Do they dislike Trump or Canadian winters more? This will be the question.
They're also the biggest tourist group visiting New York City.
Where does Mexico?
Mexico is the third largest.
Who's second?
China.
China. So I know I've heard Vail and other places are.
So between China and Canada, $9 billion of U.S. real estate are sold to those to buyers from those two countries every year. So especially a place like it's Florida, Arizona, Mexico, and Texas.
Mexico's third in Florida, too.
Yeah. So it's especially in the condo market. It's an important market.
I thought nobody was buying Florida condos, though, because of the reassessment issues that are going
these
on.
So Related Group is a developer of new buildings.
Yeah.
It's the old buildings that are tough to sell, but the new buildings are still going strong. And Mexican-Canadian buyers are a big part of that building. And then you add to that construction costs and what that's going to mean for projects and financing. Again, at the very high end, a 20% increase won't really matter.
Yeah.
But for project costs, lending, the finances, it could be a big deal.
I think cold winters Trump. Don't you think?
I think weather is a powerful motivation.
He'll be back.
That was interesting. I didn't realize how much Canadians bought and visited the United States. It was kind of a shock to me. I do own a condo in Florida. He is correct on that. I did a video last year on that. And, you know, in the condo I own in Florida, we had a $70,000 special assessment. And then our association fees kind of went up. There's not a lot of selling in in the market that I'm in. But there's not a lot of buying as well. So I'll try to get a Florida realtor on here so they can explain what's going on in Florida for us at one of these next live events that we have coming up. So basically, that's the recap of the day. Let's go back through it. Mortgage rates, they're going to go down maybe just a hair today, if anything. The Case-Shiller Index came out and the home prices continue to rally. The bond market right now is completely flat. If we go over to here, the MBSs are completely flat. That means mortgage rates are just going to stay stagnant. The stock market, the equity markets, what are they doing right now? They're a mixed bag of goods right through there. The economic calendar tomorrow, again, tomorrow's really nothing out there that's really should be concerning or really a market mover. Thursday and Friday, there will be. So again, best time to buy or get into the market to purchase a home or put your house on the market to sell is coming up on April 13th through the 19th. If you need help with any of that, I'd love to help you. So who am I and what do I do? We have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, it's pretty simple. My name is Dan Friel. I work at a federal bank. And the unique thing about our bank is I don't know any other bank other than the one I just left, is they do this. We are a federal bank, so that means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So nowhere out there that you can't avoid me. I don't know if that was good English, but if you're anywhere out there, I could be able to help you. So the cool thing about what we do, though, is you know how when you're out there, you're trying to search. If you're trying to buy that first house, you're like, okay, this is intimidating. How do I get the financing? So I'm going to go online. My realtor is going to recommend me somebody. Where do I go? Well, I'd love to be that person for you. So what we do here is, like I said, I work at a federal bank. So anywhere in the country, I can help you. But the unique thing is we're set up with 30 other banks. Okay, so what does this mean for you? It's kind of like a conglomerate. You put in your application right here. It's therateupdate.com. You're going to put in your application right there. What I'm going to do is I'll shop your loan to over 30 different lenders to make sure we're getting you the program you need, plus the best rate in the market with over 30 different lenders. Now, how can you do that on your own unless you put in 30 different applications? Well, it's virtually impossible. So that's what we do here for you. How to reach me is go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right through there. You can actually schedule a consultation with me right there, or you can scroll to the bottom of the website and find our 800 number as well as my email address. So the 800 number is 844-775-5626. Or if you want to reach me personally, just email me at dan@therateupdate.com. Put in your questions, your concern. What are you looking to do? I'd love to help you. So make sure you put in your response information, like your phone number, so I can give you a call and answer that question or any other questions that you might have. So thanks so much for watching. Tomorrow we'll have a live event coming in. How much can you really afford with the money you make in today's market? So please join me tomorrow live to answer those questions. And if you want to join me, I'll answer those questions for you specifically. So thanks for watching, folks. Please reach out to us if you need some help. Otherwise, subscribe down below over there. So every next time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you back here at the closing bell. Bye-bye.